from KQED.
Early in its history, jazz was cast as the devil's music, an affront to the sacred strains of gospel and church music. A new album by bassist Jeff Denson and pianist Joshua White brings the two together, using hymns and spirituals as a base for their creative exploration. The California Report's jazz critic Andrew Gilbert has this review.
When Jeff Denson's grandmother died several years ago, the bassist arranged a program of hymns that she loved for her funeral. The experience helped him bond with family members he hadn't seen for years and planted the seed for I'll Fly Away, his new duo album exploring spirituals and hymns with pianist Joshua White. Friends since they met at UC San Diego about a decade ago, Denson and White are usually found on jazz's progressive edge. And throughout the album's 11 tracks, they succeed in a wondrous balancing act, interpreting sacred songs without relinquishing their identities as improvisers. Here's the reverent rendition of the Negro spiritual Lord, I Want to Be a Christian. Denson came to the Bay Area to become a professor at the California Jazz Conservatory in Berkeley, but he's earned an international reputation as a bassist who can play any role in an ensemble. The duo format is particularly suited for his highly collaborative approach, and along with I'll Fly Away, he's releasing a free jazz duo session, too, with Swiss clarinet virtuoso Claudio Punten. White was steeped in gospel and European classical music before he took up jazz, and he's fully at home expressing himself on material like the 19th century hymn, What a Friend We Have in Jesus, where he caresses each note with care. The duo recorded each piece in one take, and the album captures the immediacy of their collaboration. It also showcases Denson's masterly bow work. There's a vast chorus of voices in Denson's singing bass, and he unleashes them all on his tour de force solo version of Amazing Grace. More than the title track, I'll Fly Away is the album's touchstone. The duo interprets the tune three different ways, opening and closing the CD with the sturdy melody, which has been covered by countless country and gospel artists. Here's their second version, slow and mournful. When they return to the song at the end of the album, it feels like a rip-roaring wake. It's the freest and fastest track on the album, as if they've been unburdened by delving into these songs. I'll Fly Away is part spiritual journey, part jazz odyssey, and wholly an act of love.
Andrew Gilbert is a San Francisco Bay Area writer who covers jazz and world music. He reviewed I'll Fly Away by Jeff Denson and Joshua White.